So this year is like a lot of other years. There's a lot of, through many trials, toils, and snares, I have already come. There's no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. You know, it's like, in that sense, there's probably temptations and failures and struggles and fights and things that go on. But in another sense, I think God's been moving in our lives, and God's faithful. He's always faithful. A lot of times when we don't think he's moving in our lives, he's still moving. When we look back, we see his hand on it anyway. But this year, I think for this church especially, it's been a special year. And well, let's pray. Lord, just bless us this morning. Just open your hand and just pour out your blessings on us, Lord. We just worship you today. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to start back with talking about 2022 before we get to 2023, but we're already in 2023. But we'll talk about last year a little bit. Do you remember last January, we were two separate churches, right? And then, and I can't remember all the chronology, but the doors were opening. I don't know if they were opening in December. They were probably opening way before. Like Frank was on to something like a year before or something. But I don't know. And we were praying, right? Both churches were praying for years, you know, like God was moving anyway when we didn't see it. In 2021, he was moving. But this year, it just seemed like the doors were opening. And then we had our first meeting. And I remember Stir It Up. And then February 2022, and the doors were wide open. It just, it was amazing how it happened. And it was like everybody had perfect peace, and we just stepped out in faith. And February 9th, 2022, both churches agreed to merge and keep the name Culpeper Christian Fellowship. And here we are. And it's just amazing. It's amazing what God does, you know. I just, yeah. So, yeah, there we were back then. One of those first meetings, I don't know which one. But, and I was thinking, too, we had been talking about a mini conference, and then I got back with Pastor Schaller and all, and we're looking at February 11th and 12th. That's kind of like close to our anniversary. We could have a like a yearly thing going on or something, you know. It's like that could be, you know, a celebration, a year of jubilee or something. I don't know. So then, right after that, like we merged, and then God called me to to go across the world, and it seemed like a whirlwind. Like things were just happening, but it was totally God, totally God. He retaught me some lessons, and. So I went to Romania and also to Eurocon, it's European Convention, short Eurocon. And last year it was in Warsaw. This year it's going to be in Budapest, and that's in March. So if anybody wants to go, get with me. Esther and I already have our tickets. So, one of the things he retaught me was the value of a soul. Like if he wanted me to send me all the way over there for these two souls, he'd send me all the way over there for one of them, or even to plant a seed, like his timing. Faithful friends, this is Pastor Michal, Marie, Pastor Vali, Mariana. He's coming if he's got a visa. He's been trying for a visa for years. He got a 10-year visa. He went to Bible college in Baltimore for a year, but he's a youth pastor and an elder in Brasov, Romania. And I met these two guys in 1995 when I went there the first time, and we're like really good friends. But he's going to come and help with Camp Life in Pennsylvania in August sometime. And he's going to get back with me. He's going to talk to Pastor Pete whether he should visit us before or after Camp Life. I said, well, before, you know, he might need you for preparations and everything. Pastor Pete, he said he wanted to know if Pastor Pete wanted him to spend time with Pastor Pete before or after. I said, well, before he's going to be busy with preparations. And after he's going to be so worn out, it'll be a hard decision, you know. So anyway, we'll find out when he comes. But hopefully they change. Right now, I think all foreigners have to have a vaccine to come to America. And he doesn't have a vaccine. So hopefully they'll change that by then. This is the church in Brasov, Romania. Beautiful church. And that's the conference in Poland. And this was a bunch of Ukrainians here. That was a pastor from Azerbaijan that was in Ukraine with his wife. And then Pastor Chris, he's in Texas now, started a church there, but he started three churches in Ukraine. Anyway, on our way to Warsaw, we met Arina and Garrick. They're believers, and God just gave us a word and a prayer for them. And she broke down in tears, and it was amazing. At the train station, everybody else had testimonies of how open everybody was, and Bali and I went around, and everybody we talked to was closed until we came to these two. It was God's total divine appointment. Look at their eyes. They were so peaceful and so happy to receive Christ. It was unbelievable. So the convention, the Spirit moved. It was amazing. And then I don't know when it started, but the singles group started at some point. Somebody might know the exact date, but and it started with the three amigos, and then it grew, and so we're still doing that. And then every week at Friday, 6 o'clock, if you're single. And then for us, what we call ICON, which is the International Convention, and the last full week in June every year in Baltimore, except one year when there was COVID, they moved it to August. But the last full week in June, and a lot of internationals come in, missionaries, but also a lot of the countries that have money, like France and Finland and stuff, people will come and join us. And then they actually sponsor pastors from Africa and other places that don't have money to come and join us. It's an amazing time. And if you have a day or a week, come and join us. And here's some of the folks. All five of my family, Ted, Debbie, Steve, and then Grace and Jean came for a day. They're in this picture. This is before the service. The place was full. And then not sure when it started, but it eventually turned into that's a convention still. Oh, you can play videos on here. Look at that. I can't see. Anyway, so the playground VBS, as I call it, and Little Hispania, as I call it, which is right across from the hospital, Mountain View Apartments. Becca did that. She'd been visiting them every week since we went, like a year before, and Marie and Evelyn received Christ. And so tons of kids turn out. Stephanie helped. And I'm not sure if Becca's going to be available this next year, so somebody might be praying about picking up that. She went every weekend in the summer, and then had this 3-day VBS thing. And Greater Grace Richmond had their Richmond 31, where they went down there for a month, and YWAM graciously gave them a place to stay. They were going to rent an Airbnb, but they got a place to stay. And that was somewhere early on. We all went down there and spent time with them. And then they had a concert, awesome concert. Wasn't it an awesome concert? It was amazing. It was in that sky, it began to light up and turn orange. And it had rained before. We thought it was going to be canceled. So then we had a taco dinner here. And Pastor Ronaldo and Jesse and Josh Harris. And all these guys, Daniel and Akansha, and you know the rest of them. And there's Pastor Ronaldo. You know the rest of them. Which one was it? I took one where... Yeah, there you go. Maria's giving the peace sign back. And then we went tubing in the Rapidan River. And they said, if somebody doesn't know how to swim, can they come? And I was like, sure, it's pretty shallow. So this lady, Jane, from Nigeria came, And not only did she not know how to swim, she was scared of this much water. And it took us a half an hour to 45 minutes to coax her to sit in the tube. But by the end of it, she was going on down the river. But it was a five-hour trip. But it was amazing. And then outreach in Richmond. And this is the only picture I have, but if anybody here likes to take pictures and likes to organize pictures, man, that would be like a great thing to do, because I'm not that good at taking them or organizing them. Then Eurocamp Life, Chris and Esther went to Finland, and amazing group of international believers there. Some of them got saved and baptized, the ones that weren't believers, and they had an awesome time in the Lord, and they came built up to go to, they went to Bucharest and met Legia, and then they went by train to this place here, which is called, where's Bucharest? Down here. By train to here, which is called Vlahitsa, and there's where our church is in Brasov. But it's in the mountains, great conference center, and amazing fellowship. It got built up again to go to Moldova. It was a medical mission with their, what's the name of that group? Little Samaritans? Charity Cup. Yeah, Charity Cup, which her brother started years ago with a soccer game amongst Romanian churches, all different denominations, and they would go to different major cities where there are lots of Romanians and have a soccer tournament and raise money to go over there. And they would take over an orphanage for about 2 weeks, and they would give the workers a break, and they'd bring in all kinds of games and food, and they'd basically have a two-week vacation Bible school with the orphanage. And then they expanded it, and they started this medical mission and all this other stuff. And so they went over there for that. That's the conference in Vlahitsa. They went over there for that. And just broken, open people. Here's the, I think they call them Girls for God Club. Carissa, right there. She prayed with three of them to receive Christ. And then we had the after lunch luncheon wrap with Pastor Raul, Christina, and Philip. It's the Latin. You see the Latin? It's like Italian, you know? It's Romanian. They use their hands a lot, and they were Italian, Spanish, Latin flavor there. I don't know exact dates, but somewhere in there, the 23rd of August, 21st of August, the elders, the support, backing, and commissioning by the elders, and they're getting ready to hold up my tired hands. And then I went to a leadership conference in PA. This guy sticks out. I don't know. This guy's name's Andrew. He went to a pilgrim or a primitive Baptist church or something. Like super legalistic. His wife got sick and died. And then he met somebody in Greater Grace in Baltimore online. And then he met one of the girls in Greater Grace in Baltimore, and he started a relationship with her. Anyway, he found grace, and he loves it. So he moved to Baltimore, married her, and he's like so excited. It's so neat to see. He's just so excited, and just a neat guy. This guy here, Pastor Schwartz, he's in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's a neat guy too. He's an engineer, very orderly kind of guy. And then the Baltimore youth visit in November. How could I forget that? We took him to our house and the Ninja Warrior course. And John cooked him breakfast. John wears many hats. Have you noticed that? He wears many hats. It's like... And they filled the church. It was nice. They filled the church. And um, So it gives us a vision to fill the church. You know, fill the church. And then outreach all year long. Like I said, I'm not good at taking pictures. There were probably lots of better picture opportunities to take. I got this one. This was probably the most that came out to outreach. That was 10. The most beautiful thing about us is our feet. And then, outreach, Christmas caroling, you know. And then the youth group, that's an old picture. The Martinez has come some, and other kids are coming on and off, but that's the only pictures I have. Different things. And then a vision of the future youth group, or the youth, we don't have any pictures of them like listening to the word or praying, but God has pictures of that, you know, and you can picture it. This is a cloudy day. Like, picture this. We paint that. The sun comes out. A bunch of kids come out. It's like, and then we had special music through the year. And then I think you think lots more happen. Things and unseen. Seen and unseen, like prayers, you know. Seen and unseen, things that God has pictures of. He has pictures of both of them. He's got our pictures, but he's got his own pictures too. He's got 3D video or 4D video. He's got the 3D video of us, but then he's got the spiritual 4D video of us too. And he looks down and he sees beauty. We're his bride. He sees how beautiful we are. And I was thinking of, like, the music team. You know, faithful. Every Sunday, they show up early. And Bill shows up early, too, and is their practice audience. And the AV team, faithful every Sunday. The coffee, tea, and cookie table team, faithful every Sunday. The greeters, Steve Carlson, Will Spillman, Ted Johnson, and others every Sunday. The cleaners, Esther and Carissa, and I filled in once, and Will made a statement. I kind of rolled my eyes at him. He's like, "This is a big barn." And I'm thinking, yeah, but it's already clean. You just got to keep it clean. Well, when I had to clean it once, this is a big barn. This is a big barn. The people setting up and cleaning up for the luncheon. You know, you hardly see them, but God sees them. They're sneaking in and out, washing dishes, and we're eating, you know. And you, every one of you, you come. You listen. You know, you have faith. And you faithfully encourage each other in the Word. And I would say coming is probably the most important thing. Like Jesus says, come unto me, right? Just come. And come to Jesus and come here where we're coming to Jesus. Come. The youth, if you're a youth, come to the youth meetings. The singles, Friday, 6 p.m., come. Thursdays at 7. If you can't drive in the dark, don't come. But if you can drive in the dark, come. Outreach, Saturday at 7, come. And if you don't want to do outreach, come and walk on the streets that we're going to do outreach and pray. If you can't walk, just come to church and pray. If you can't come to church, pray at home. Luncheons, wraps, special events, come. Why? Because you are the church. You're the church. And if you're not here, where's the church? Like, come, right? Come. And it's your own body, and it's healthy. This is healthy, like when the body's together. And it says the body builds itself up in love. That's healthy, to build yourself up. And one thing that's happened to me this year, I learned to use PowerPoint. I've never used PowerPoint in my life. I learned to use it very quickly, and I still probably could take a class on it or something. But I also found that Legia must be a visual learner because she always says, "Are you doing PowerPoint? I hope you're doing PowerPoint. You should get started on the PowerPoint. You got to start early on the PowerPoint." And she likes PowerPoint. And Billy Graham said, "The gifts are for today. God gives them to whom he wills. We're not responsible for gifts God hasn't given to us." Don't use that as an excuse to do nothing, because you have at least one gift. And also, there's certain gifts that we have that we're also called to do, like faith. Faith's a gift. Some have more than others, but we're all called to believe, right? We're all called to step out in faith. And mercy. You can have mercy even if it's not your gift. You can do it anyway. And 2023. It's amazing that we're here. I can't believe. Like, I thought as a kid for sure the rapture would have come already. You know, it's amazing. God is very patient with us as a world, right? Very patient. I'd have burned us up a long time ago. But anyway, a couple times. But what spirit is that, right? Isn't that what Jesus said to James and John? You don't know what spirit you're of. He's not ready to burn the world up. He's very patient. And so pray about where God wants you this year. And maybe God just wants you showing up and listening. And that's okay. But maybe God wants you to step out in faith. And maybe it's to your neighbor, and maybe it's on the other side of the world. But just pray about where God wants you. And looking back, this year, we always see every year, our whole life, God is faithful. God is faithful. And, and he's faithful through the good times and bad times. He's faithful through our failures. And he's faithful when you think that, wow, we had something that wasn't a failure. How faithful is that? Like, wow, we actually had moments of prayer in the Spirit. How faithful is that? That he gave us those thoughts and he gave us the ability to be led by him. Like, how faithful is that? And just wow. And so we're going to start the new year by looking back in history. And I'm going all the way back to, what was it, 33 AD or something like that? We're going to have communion. So we're going to look back as we look forward, right? We always look to the cross. And what a great way to start the new year, right? So obviously, maybe we've already confessed them and repented of them, and you don't need to worry about those, right? Because you need to move on from those, forgetting the things that are behind. But if there's something that you're involved in this year that you haven't repented of, now's a good time to do that. We need to confess our sins and take discern the body of Christ. It says discern the body of Christ. And God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him, he loves us. And like, that's the body he gave him. And did you get the communion stuff? There we go. Can we have some guys come up and pass it out? Was I supposed to pick people? Okay, Alan. James. Come on, James. How many do we need? Is three good? Four? How about Bill? You want to go, Bill? Okay, everybody got their wafer out? Yeah, thank you, Lord. We do this in remembrance of you, looking back in eternity. We thank you for dying for our sins. Thank you, God, for not sparing your son, but giving him to us, Lord. And we do this in remembrance of him. Thank you for the blood that cleanses us, Lord. Thank you for shedding your blood, your precious blood, irreplaceable, innocent, magnificent, wonderful deity. Thank you for your blood. We do this in remembrance of you. The best church history ever. To remember that. So if Alan could stay up here and Will, come on up. I'm going to ask them to pronounce a blessing over the church or a prayer. Prayer or blessing over the church for New Year. I think that'd be... However you like.
All right, let's pray. Lord, again, we thank you for this new year, this new start. And Lord, we just pray that you will renew our hearts.
Yes.
To trust you, to look to you, to have faith in you. You are very faithful, Lord. And at times we're not so very faithful. So we just ask your blessings on us, that you would give us the strength to follow through with what you want us to do, that you would give us the faith to follow through with what you want us to do. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your gracefulness. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Christ's name.
Lord, we come to you and ask you for real hearts of humility and love, Lord, that truly this congregation will be known because they love one another. And Lord, I want to pray for unity, and Lord, not necessarily everybody doing the same thing, but everybody accepting one another where they are. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we pray that you lay on each person's heart what their skill is, what their role is in this congregation. And Lord, and pray that you give them the grace and the courage and the strength to walk out trusting you, not trusting themselves. Lord, we thank you for yourself. We want to thank you that you've knit us together as a family. And Lord, we pray that each of us will take that responsibility and accept it from you. And Lord, we thank you for yourself. And we pray that truly glory and praise will rise to you from what each of us does. We look to you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, we just praise you this morning. Just reiterate what these guys said, Lord. Help us to redeem the time, for the days are evil, Lord. Show us how to walk in the new man, to put off the old man and walk in the new man. That we'll do that this year. That we'll enter into eternal moments, Lord. Eternal moments in the spirit when we do things. And when we read our Bible, come to church, we listen, we pray, we worship. There'll be eternal moments, Lord. Hearing, speaking, giving. Not just tithes, but offerings too, Lord. Giving, serving, praying, inreach, outreach. They won't be our own efforts, that they'll be the new man. They'll be you. That you would be glorified. You would be lifted up. And, we just praise you and worship your holy name. That we'll walk by faith this year. We'll walk by faith. We'll trust you. Even if we don't understand anything, we trust you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.